For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner. The local chapter of the NAACP sponsored a rally in Columbia yesterday to support the family of Michael Brown, a teenager who was killed by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer almost 2 weeks ago. KBIA's Maureen Lewis-Stump reports people from all over the state attended the rally and that police left demonstrators alone.
More than 100 Missourians of all different races joined in a peaceful rally at the amphitheater next to the Boone County Courthouse Thursday evening in support of Michael Brown. Organizers say the rally was meant to raise awareness for justice for Michael Brown and to stop police brutality in Missouri.
Justice, you say now! Justice!
Now!
Robin Agri, executive director of grassroots organizing, started chants near the beginning of the rally.
That's what it's about. You know, it's about energy, bringing energy behind, a cause, right? And I feel like this is a cause that's well worth, getting loud and raising our voices about. Oh, my God, it's Diana.
Agri encountered an old friend at the rally, Diana Scoots Isom. Agri says they are a good example of overcoming racial differences.
We grew up together.
We broke a racial divide because I was in fourth grade and I love me some Scoots. Scoots sang and she's fun and whatever. And her mama and my mama, had to have a conversation because I want to invite all my friends to my party. So my black girlfriends got to come and we've been friends all the whole time.
We sure have.
I love her.
Slept in the same bed and everything.
Yes, we did. Oh, we didn't get no cooties or nothing, did we?
No, we didn't.
While the two shared their story, hymns were sung, and speakers tried to inspire the audience and also talked about their experiences in Ferguson. Dominique Ellis handed out bottles of water to audience members on the hot night, while also carrying a drawing of a hands up, don't shoot symbol associated with Michael Brown's killing. Ellis says the reason he participates in rallies like this one is to get police to record interactions on duty.
What we would like to see is police officers required to wear audio and video recording.
In July, Columbia Police Department enacted a policy requiring all officers to wear body cameras while on duty. Ferguson officers do not wear body recorders. Ellis also says getting young people involved in these issues is very important.
I mean, we're the people most affected. When law enforcement is enforcing the law, or supposed to be enforcing the law, it's typically a demographic of about 16 to about 30 years old that they're dealing with. We're the people being policed.
The rally was peaceful, without a police officer in sight. Agri says she hopes people will begin to realize there are racial tensions everywhere, not just in Ferguson, and that Michael Brown is the reason for the conversation to start.
I hope that he becomes kind of a catalyst for folks to really begin to remove the blinders and really look at what we can do for solutions, not only in Ferguson, but right here in Columbia, Missouri.
Maureen Lewis-Stump, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.